Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Heart disease remains a leading cause of death worldwide, with patients who have survived one cardiac event being at a high risk of subsequent, possibly fatal one. Matthias Breel, from the Department of Clinical Epidemiology and Biostatistics at McMaster University in Canada, and Basel Institute for Clinical Epidemiology in Switzerland, describes the June 2011 Cochrane Review of Statins for treating patients shortly after their first event.
Coronary heart disease is a common cause of mortality, accounting for 1 in 5 deaths in the United States. Large trials and meta-analyses have convincingly shown that statins reduce LDL cholesterol and the risk for cardiovascular events and overall mortality in a large spectrum of patients. However, the limitation of most of the trials of secondary prevention after an acute myocardial infarction or unstable angina is that the statins were started 3 or more months after the acute event. Our Cochrane review looks at the effects of starting statins early, since the first few months after the onset of acute coronary syndromes is a critical stage for coronary heart disease with a high risk for recurrent events and death. Several observational studies have suggested a large reduction in mortality in patients with acute coronary syndrome treated with statins before or at hospital discharge. But we know from other areas of healthcare that such studies may be prone to bias due to factors such as survivor treatment selection, competing medical issues, or differences in unknown confounders between the groups that were compared. It was important, therefore, to examine the randomized evidence, and we identified 18 trials that met our inclusion criteria, enrolling a total of over 14,000 patients. The mean age of participants ranged from 53 to 69 years in each trial, and they all recruited mostly men. There was considerable variation in the proportion of participants with a myocardial infarction prior to the index event, and also in the proportion of participants with co-interventions for the index event such as fibrinolytic therapy or percutaneous coronary interventions. When we combined the results of the trials, our meta-analysis found that although the effects were favorable to statins for total death, total myocardial infarction, total stroke, cardiovascular death, revascularization procedures, and acute heart failure at 1 month and at 4 months, none of these effects were statistically significant. Among the main outcomes that we investigated, the one significant reduction was for episodes of unstable angina at 4 months, which was about 25% lower in the statin group. In terms of adverse events, we found that the risk for elevated liver enzymes was significantly higher in the early statin groups than the control groups, but serious events such as myopathy or rhabdomyolysis were rare. Our findings contrast with results from the published observational studies that suggested large mortality reductions within the first month following an acute coronary syndrome. Our meta-analysis of randomized trials shows that observational studies with insufficient control of confounders greatly overestimated the magnitude of effect from early statin therapy in acute coronary syndrome. In considering the effects of statins when used early in acute coronary syndromes, it is important to remember that our meta-analysis considered only endpoint events that occurred during the period of randomized treatment. It is likely that the beneficial effects of statins are cumulative. In most of the landmark trials of statins in chronic coronary heart disease, the benefit was not evident until 1 to 2 years after randomization. Therefore, some of the benefit of statin treatment in the period up to 4 months after acute coronary syndromes may only become apparent after 4 months.
To read Matthias's review in full, including details about each of the trials and the statins that were tested, you can find it at www.thecochranelibrary.com.